Hey, can you hear us, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what is your name, sir?
Ryan Cable.
Okay, Mr. Cable, give me one moment while I get some paperwork together.
All right.
Is the CO3 still in there with you, sir?
Yeah, it's right here.
Let me speak with him if you don't mind.
Hello, sir. This is CO3 Lockhart.
Hi, Officer Lockhart. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good, thank you.
Okay, how many do you have there for us today?
We will have 6 total.
Okay, so
3 of the 6 right now, so we'll get going for a little bit.
All right, so we'll just go ahead and get going, and then we'll be doing all the ones that we have there. You guys are having there at the medical hub. So I have 6 that we have down here, too. Okay, all right, thank you, sir. Go ahead, and we'll get started.
Okay, then this is Green Arch 160168.
That's Ryan.
Cable.
Right.
Cable 209063.
Okay.
Yes, from Sunrise Unit.
Okay.
Okay, I'll give that home to you.
Okay, Mr. Sir, for the record, could you still? Are we on? No.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, for the record, could you state your name and your ADC number for us, please?
It's Ryan Cable, 209063.
Okay, Mr. Cable, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing today, sir. The chair has authorized a 2-panel member to conduct revocation hearings today. Today you have the Honorable David Neal, who is to my right. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I will be acting as your panel chair. Also here today with us, sir, is Mr. Sanders. Mr. Sanders is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sir, prior to your hearing today, you signed and received a notification form advising you of the board's hearing. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or to obtain your license attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today, sir.
Okay. Well, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Sanders in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay. Sir, your hearing will be conducted in 2 phases. Phase 1 will determine whether the conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And phase 2 will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase 1, sir. You have 5 allegations listed on your warrant, sir. I am going to read each one of those allegations to you. When I read the allegation to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm asking, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Cable. Your first allegation states you're in an violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about August 30th, 2017, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated September 14th, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
True, sir.
Okay, thank you. Sir, your next allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about September 10th, Your next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of morphine without a valid or and current prescription on or about August 31st, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
I'm not sure on that one, but I'll say yes, sir.
Okay, sir, your next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about September 10th, 2017, per the TASC GCMS lab report dated September 18th, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Your next allegation, sir, states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of heroin on or about September 10, 2017, per the TASC GCMS lab report dated September 18, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
True, sir. True, sir.
Okay. And sir, your final allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to enter and complete the Maricopa Reentry Center Intense Treatment Program as directed on September 8, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That is false, sir.
Okay. Okay, so I want to go back to allegation number two. I'm going to read that to you again. You said you weren't really sure about that. Allegation number two states that you violated the Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of morphine without a valid and current prescription on or about August 31st, 2017, per the task lab report dated September 5th, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
True, sir. I don't know. I have a lot of prescriptions.
Okay.
I don't see how it come back as morphine.
Okay. And allegation number 5 you said is false, sir. What I'm going to do is, since you state that allegation number 5 is false, I'm going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Sanders, to get some additional information.
Allegation number 5, on 9-8-2017, the offender, Ryan Cable, 209063, signed conditions of supervision stating that he would enter and successfully complete the Maricopa Reentry Center, MRC, Intensive Treatment Program, ITH, for multiple violations of continued drug use. CO3 Willis advised Correctional Officer Luff that while the offender was in sanctions pending his screening for ATH program from 9-8-17 to 9-12-17, the offender continued to break several MRC rules and stated that he was not willing to cooperate in the ATH program. On 9-12-17, during the ATH screening, the offender would not make eye contact with Counselor Nesbitt and appeared agitated and frustrated answering the questions. Ms. Nesbitt stated that the offender ended the screening early, and he stated that he would not continue because he was experiencing tooth pain. On 9-12-17, the offender was discharged from the ITH program, MRC, due to the offender's failure to follow the program rules. The offender did not successfully enter and complete the Maricopa Reentry Intensive Treatment Program, ITH. On follow-up, during the offender's failure to participate in the ITH program at MRC, the offender was arrested and returned to custody during a pat search of the offender. CO2 Balachi found an unusable amount of Suboxone, bupropion, naloxone, 8-milligram film in the offender's pants pocket. The offender did not have a prescription for the medication.
Okay, Mr. Cable, what's not true about that?
Okay, she's the one that ended the interview because of my tooth pain. She said she could not interview me during that time. And I went back to her later that day to come to finish the interview. And she said she would be back on unit by 1 o'clock, and then I got arrested at 3.
Okay. Well, she said
that I never once said I would do that program.
Okay, well, it said that you had broken several rules during the program, which is one of the reasons why they terminated you from the program.
Yeah, I have no idea what rules those were. I was never informed of that.
Okay. All right, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Cable, I'm going to find that allegations 1, 2, 3, and 4 based on his admission, I move to find that he was delinquent and that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company. As far as allegation number 5 goes, I'm going to say, based on the Department of Corrections information along with the warrant information, that Mr. Cable was delinquent as he was violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Cable, we're going to go into phase 2 of your hearings are during phase two, the board would determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Saunders. Then we'll be coming back to you, sir, with any additional information or any information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Saunders.
Mr. Campbell was released on 5/9/2017 with a date of arrest of 9/12/17 by ADC staff with no new charges. He was back in custody on 9/12/17 with a current CSED of December 9th, 2017, reflecting Rhodes County time. His current conviction in 2014 is a narcotic drug violation, receiving 2.5 years. His prior convictions, 2006, a dangerous drug violation, receiving 2.5 years. On that same count, a narcotic drug violation, receiving 2.5 years. And in 2012, a drug paraphernalia violation, receiving 6 months. And in 2013, a trafficking and stolen property, receiving 2 years. It's his fourth term in DOC. CUIR score is a 2.3. Mental health score of 1. Substance abuse score of 3. No SDG affiliation noted. Prior terms of supervision in 2008 was a TIS release, completed 7 months. 2013 was a TIS release, completed 30 days. In 2014 was a TIS release, absconded for 119 days. Arrested on new felony possession of narcotic drugs and revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs specifically noted. Has a G5 V5 score. That is all.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sanders. Okay, Mr. Cable, I see that when you were released from prison, you were approved to stay at Transitional Living Communities located at 9430 North 11th Avenue. You were discharged from there on June 15th due to drug use, and then you absconded. They continued your community supervision through the absconder reduction program, and then on July 6, 2017, you were approved to reside with your parents, Brian and Brenda Cable, at 8359 North 87th Drive in Peoria. You didn't have no other residence that was approved for you, sir. Were you still staying with your parents, or where were you staying at?
I was still with my parents, sir.
Okay. Okay, so also it says, sir, that you reported that you were working for a halfway house, Transition TLC, before being discharged on June 15th. And on August 14th, you reported that you were in the hiring process for employment with Superlight Block located at 4223 West Highland. There was no verification. Were you working during that period of time, sir?
Yes, sir, I was.
Okay, where were you working at?
At Superlight Block.
Okay. And how long were you working there, sir?
Probably about 3 weeks. It was a 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. job.
Uh-huh. All right, sir, it also says that you were given random assessment screenings at TASH, at color code. Said May 17th, you didn't produce a sample. July 27th, it was negative. On August 30th, no sample. On August 31st, it was positive for morphine. And then on September 10th, you were positive for methamphetamine and heroin. You admitted to using drugs, and you referred to the substance abuse program with CAC. You completed your assessment with CAC and attended 3 sessions before absconding from supervision on June 15th of 2017 after continuing supervision through absconder reduction program. So, sir, what was going on? It looks like you were doing drugs. It looked like you had a negative UA, and it appears that you absconded. Your PO continued on community supervision as a result of the absconder prevention program, but you continue to use drugs. Sir, what's going on? Why are you relapsing?
The one in May was because I wasn't sanctioned. I couldn't drop.
Okay.
The PO had, he said don't worry about the colors while I was in there. And then I had major face surgery in August. I was at Thunderbird Hospital, and that's where I was doing good, and then it came back because of the pain. And then I was on. They had me on a lot of opiates.
So did you start to self-medicate, or you had all prescribed medication, sir?
No, I ran out because of the surgery. I went and self-subscribed, sir. And then when I went to MRC, they had let me go to go to CBI, and I knew what was going to happen, and I turned around and came right back 24 hours later.
You came right back where?
To MRC, when she arrested me on the door, she put me in the 90-day thing on the 8th. They let me out on Saturday to go to CBI. They transported me down there, but I just came right back the following day.
Okay.
Within 24 hours.
So when you say they let you, where'd they let you out of when you came right back to it?
MRC.
Okay.
They drove me from MRC and transport to Community Bridges, and I knew if I didn't go back, what was going to happen, so I turned myself back in.
Okay. So what was the Suboxone that they found in your pocket?
That was for the withdrawal symptoms of the opiates.
So you didn't have a prescription for that? Where'd you get that at?
I had gotten them because I knew I was coming in and I wanted to do the program, but I needed to get sober, sir.
Okay, all right, so
And they had offered me the methadone program and I wasn't wanting to do that.
All right, Mr. Cable, I'm going to see. Mr. Sanders, is it say anything about him being in the hospital in the chronic dose?
I've been looking. I haven't seen that yet, sir.
Okay. Sir, I'm going to see if my colleague has any questions. My colleague doesn't have any questions. Mr. Cable, we're going to go into this discussion. We're probably going into discussion, sir. I want to give you the opportunity, Mr. Cable, to see if there's anything else you'd like to present to the board.
That is all, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The board's going to go into discussion. So while we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain silent, however, stay on the phone while the board's in to discussion, sir. Boys, now in discussion,
yes,
we'll be getting right back with you. It appears that Mr. Cable was going back and forth. He did have, according to this information, a toothache. His PO appeared to really be working with him. He absconded, and they continued it on his community supervision through a program that they have there. And Mr. Cable has completed community supervision before. However, his last chance out in 2014, he absconded for 119 days. He will be released on December 9th, 2014, which is a little more than about a month, not even quite a month and a half away before he can actually do that. I would hope that if he remains incarcerated, that he would take some time and get into a program and then try to come up with a plan so that he can get off of drugs and not be involved in the criminal justice system or have any negative contacts with law enforcement again. Okay. Therefore, I am going to make the motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Cable. I find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, had lapsed, or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company through his use of prohibited drugs. Okay, Mr. Cable. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released with no supervision and no parole on December 9th, 2017, sir. So that's a little bit, almost a month, and a little less than a month and a half away. Sir, while you're still there, hopefully you can get into NA or AA, or there are some drug programs that DOC has that maybe you can get involved in some of those and continue to work on getting yourself off drugs. So come up with a plan so that when you get out and you release, hopefully you won't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement. You won't be doing any drugs anymore, sir. I want to thank you for participating in your hearing today, Mr. Cable. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.